Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
The Ask Dr. Ernst Show is presented by Dr. Aaron Ernst, a board-certified chiropractic physician specializing in spinal correction, nutritional coaching, and cellular detoxification, and is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Seek a qualified healthcare professional before changing your health program or embarking on a new one. Visit AskDrErnst.com for more information.
It's time to transform your health with one of the nation's leading and growing authorities in total health. Over the next hour, learn from experts on how to revolutionize the health of those you love most. This is Ask Dr. Ernst. And now, here's your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst.
Good afternoon. Hey, it's Saturday, and it's time for the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. My name is Dr. Aaron Ernst, and I am the host of the show where the pounds are shed, disease is dead, and where you can be set free from your health problems. Love the fact that we get this opportunity today to teach you all about not just a continuation of our topic in thyroid, but about the seven ways you would know without looking at your labs if you have a thyroid condition going on. And guys, I know because I got a lot of emails last week. Dr. Ernst, I don't have a thyroid condition. Why are we talking about thyroid? Like, okay, but remember, the majority of people who get their thyroid tested is being done inappropriately. Our conventional physicians check two markers, TSH and T4, and they use those two to say your thyroid's good or not. So can you have a normal thyroid test medically but still have the symptoms of a thyroid issue because you actually have a thyroid issue and you haven't gone deep enough to find it? The answer is a resounding yes. They estimate that the majority of us today, if we were to go deep enough into our health issues, would have a connection to thyroid functional loss. And guys, I'm going to tell you, unexplained weight gain, constant fatigue and tiredness, muscle soreness, menstruation issues for our females, dry, flaky skin, loss of hair, high cholesterol. Can you believe this? Like, you're going to learn today the majority of the reasons why LDL is high is not your diet, not your genetics, but because you have an undiagnosed thyroid issue, poor concentration, memory issues. These are all the common symptoms of you walking around thinking everything's okay because your doctor has said your thyroid looks great on your annual physical. Guys, to use two tests to measure what I believe to be the master hormone system for energy, focus, memory, attention, vitality, weight loss. Do you hear it? Peace, calmness, all the things we're looking for are connected to our thyroid. And yet, watch this, do we have treatments for all these conditions? Chronic fatigue and tiredness. Yes, there's medications that can help you to be more energetic. Muscle soreness and pains. We have non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. We have over-the-counter pain pills. You know, a lot of people are in pain. And what if your pain is because of a thyroid issue? Hey, look, menstrual problems. Okay, look, there's a lot of debate over does the whole concept of taking birth control and regulating hormones using bioidenticals and even prescriptives, does that actually make the cycle normal and healthy in a good way? What if it's just the thyroid's off balance and you balance it and your cycle goes back to normal, ladies? Okay, hair loss is a big deal. Dry skin. Just think about if all you had to do was say, look at all the lotions and creams that are out there and how most women nightly, part of their routine is moisturize, moisturize. What if you got your thyroid fixed and your body re-moisturizes your skin by itself? It can do that. Here's the biggest probably conspiracy if I was going to say this. Elevated cholesterol functionally, the majority of the time, has nothing to do with your cholesterol. It has to do with the hormone imbalance that you have, which is making your body unaware of the amount of cholesterol it produces. Did you know that low thyroid function blocks the receptor in your brain that tells your body how much cholesterol you've produced? So think of it like this. Your liver's making cholesterol because that's what it does. Guys, you need cholesterol. It's a good thing. But if your brain's unaware of how much the liver's making, the liver's just going to keep making cholesterol and making cholesterol. And your cholesterol levels will go up and up and up because your brain can't hear that the cholesterol is being produced. And guess what regulates that? Thyroid function. So if you have a cholesterol issue, if you're taking a statin, there is a huge chance that it's actually your thyroid that's underactive and your cholesterol LDL receptors for the amount are blocked and your brain is not aware, thus high cholesterol. So watch this. Statins are one of the most highly profitable drug on the market today. So if it's a thyroid that's causing it, but we medicate the cholesterol, do you see the problem here? We're chasing after symptoms, but unfortunately, they are making millions and billions of dollars doing this. And then the problem becomes those medications, the statins, deplete CoQ10, which is absolutely essential for energy productivity and makes the thyroid healthy. So the very drug that's used to manage the symptom, high cholesterol, that is caused by a thyroid condition is the very drug that's making it happen in the first place, making it worse. Did you know that your brain uses your brain uses thyroid hormones to focus and have memory and have attention and have good neurotransmitter production? So all the insomnia, the depression, the anxiety, I hate to say it, guys, we're in a state of crisis when it comes to mental health. Okay, almost everybody's freaking out left and right. I'm so tired and anxious and depressed and worried and blah, blah, blah. And it's the fact that most likely your thyroid hormones are imbalanced. So those are our top seven symptoms. We're going to talk real deep about these today. And I'm going to be giving away my Thyroid Heal Thyself ebook. It's completely free. It's for you. And you're going to love it because it's going to help you boost your energy, get your weight back on track, make your brain more focused, help you balance your cholesterols, help you to sleep better. Why, guys? Your thyroid is sort of like the thermostat for health. If it's set to a healthy level, you get a healthy response. If it's abnormal, then you're going to have an abnormal response. And again, I hope I can hammer this home. Most people say to me, "Doc, my thyroid's fine. My doctors tested it. They said it's okay." And I just want to reach out and grab them, because you cannot just use TSH and T4. You can't use a classic conventional thyroid screen to say your thyroid's good. Because watch, ready? First of all, your thyroid involves your hypothalamic process. It's a portion of your brain that produces hormones, and they're not checking your hypothalamic hormones. Then it involves your pituitary gland, and your pituitary does way more than just secrete thyroid stimulation hormone. So they do test that. But the thyroid stimulation hormone doesn't tell you about the function of your thyroid. It just says your body needs more thyroid hormone. So they check T4, and if it's normal, they'll say you're good. But I'm here to tell you today, you can have normal TSH, normal T4, and still have all the symptoms. How do I know this? 15 years of clinical experience working with patients who say, "My labs look good, but I still feel like I'm falling apart. I'm gaining weight. I'm tired all the time. I'm cold. I'm cranky. My muscles ache. If I'm a female, my cycle is all over the place." Okay? Heavy bleeding, no bleeding, no cycles that are short and long and off balance and not on the regular path. That's a thyroid, guys. Full on out. Your thyroid regulates your cycle. Dry skin, how about this, right? Hair loss. Most specifically, it's the outer third of the eyebrow that starts disappearing, just so you know, before it shows up on your tests. So if you're kind of like, you know, a female and you're like, "Guys, you know, the outer third of my eyebrow is just thinning away," thyroid, even if your doctor says it's normal. High cholesterol, both men and women. This right here, this is the we're gonna spill the beans on this one. High cholesterol, the majority of time functionally, is because of an out of balanced, underactive, functionally deficient thyroid. And I got to talk to you about this today. Again, focus, memory, attention. Okay, all these things, guys, all these symptoms can start to clear. So if you're taking a thyroid medication right now and you're like, "Oh my gosh, this is me. They've told me I had a thyroid issue. I started taking the medications, but I still feel like my life is falling apart." It's because T4, the medication they give you, T4, Synthroid, Levothyroxine, Armithroid, whatever you want to call them, is not what the problem is. Yes, it's low, but why? That's what you have to find out, the deep why. Guys, all the whys, the causes of functional hypothyroidism are in the ebook. All of them. And it's free. And it shows you the tests you can ask your doctors to get. It shows you how to reset your thyroid, the diets to follow, the nutrients to take. It's going to talk to you about everything we're doing today. You can grab this free by texting your name, the word thyroid, and your email to 704-906-2094. Again, 704-906-2094. I'm also hosting a live masterclass where I'm going to teach you what is a thyroid diet, how do we boost our energy, how do we start losing weight even if we've been told you're on a thyroid medication for the rest of your life. We can help you to reduce and or fix that. And then watch this. Even if you're like, I don't think I have a thyroid problem, but I've got all these symptoms, more than likely you have a functional thyroid issue where it's not converting properly. You might have good TSH and good T4, but all the rest, the downstream effects, what the liver does, what your adrenal glands do, how you're converting it, the hormone receptors themselves, everything I talked about for the last 2 weeks, if that's going on, that's why the symptoms are here. So today's show, the top 7 ways of knowing you have a thyroid issue, even if your doctor says, no, you don't. Here we go. Okay, number one, the big one, guys, unexplained weight gain. Okay, so you may notice that it's kind of normal for us to gain weight, especially as we go through our life and age, etc. Okay, but I want you to know this, your thyroid is what controls your weight. It's like a thermostat. Okay, if I set the studio here to be 74 degrees, and it's 78 degrees, then the air conditioning is going to kick on and it comes down to 74. Okay, and if I set it to 74, but it's 68 in here, the heater comes on and it makes it hot. So your thyroid and that hormone are like the thermostat. They determine where is your weight. Is it up, down, up, down? So watch, if your thyroid is set inappropriately because it's functionally out of balance, then your weight will go to where it's set no matter what you do. So you could work out, you could fast, you could change your diet, lose 5 or 6 pounds, but then guess what? You didn't reset your thyroid, so your weight goes right back up to where it was. Think of your thyroid as a thermostat. So if you balance your thyroid, you're correcting the thermostat, and then guess what? Your body will burn the fat for you, and it's done. You don't have to change your diet. You don't have to do crazy workouts. It just does it. Here's why. When your thyroid hormones are low, your body gets a signal like it's going into hibernation. Here we go. I know I'm going to ruffle some feathers. Okay. It stores fat for the winter, even if it's summertime, because it thinks it's time to hibernate. Okay, when animals go into hibernation, their thyroid levels drop so low down because it slows their metabolism so that they can survive the famine. They can survive the time. Look at you guys texting in for the ebooks. Okay, yeah, yeah. 704-906-2094. And you get the ebook free, you get the masterclass free, and you're gonna learn what I'm teaching you today, how to get out of hibernation mode so you burn fat, you get your energy back, you get your brain function back. Okay, so when your thyroid is functionally low, meaning you have normal TSH, normal T4, but you're not converting the hormone properly into active thyroid hormone, then your body, your brain basically says, I'm in hibernation mode. I'm going to store all this fat because we're about to go through a winter where we need to rest and heal. So in the same manner, guys, when your thyroid's out of balance, your body basically thinks it's storing fat for the winter. Again, no matter what time it is, it could be the fall, it could be the spring, it could be the summer. So what we need to do is teach you this. If you're gaining weight despite doing everything right, that's a thyroid problem. But doc, my thyroid's tested normal. My doctor says my labs look good. They're not checking functional thyroid. What are the functional thyroid tests? They're in the Thyroid Heal Thyself ebook. Hopefully you see why it's so important you grab this now. Again, text the word thyroid with your name and email to 704-906-2094, and the ebook is yours. And you get to come to the masterclass where I'll teach you how do you get out of hibernation mode and how do you get into burning mode, energy mode, vitality mode. Okay, so number one symptom of knowing your thyroid's off balance, even if your doctor says it's not, is that you are gaining weight despite doing everything right, or you can't lose weight, again, despite doing everything right. And this is like 99% of us. Okay, number two, constant fatigue and tiredness. Hey, if you notice that between like 2 and 4 o'clock, it's like snoozeroo, that's not the post-lunch coma everybody's trying to teach you that it is. Oh, you're tired because you had a lot of carbs for lunch. Nope, you're tired because your thyroid is slowing itself down. What happens is you need to have periods of time for rest and digest and heal, okay? There's periods of time where your body needs to slow down. So fatigue, just so you guys know, is usually a sign that your body's saying, hey, we need some healing to take place. But see, we live in this culture where like being tired is seen as like something's wrong with you. Being fatigued is like, you know, not the thing. So what do? We over-the-counter medicate. We bulk up on coffees, we add green teas. Some of you take supplements for energy and boosters and all this stuff when you should just realize, get your thyroid balanced and your energy comes back like crazy. Thyroid hormones themselves drive energy. So when your thyroid's balanced, you'll have energy. You'll wake up feeling fully refreshed and ready to go, and you don't crash even when you eat. It's also because your thyroid regulates your adrenal glands, and your adrenal glands help you to manage stress. So if you're healthy with the adrenal response, your day will not tank you. Hopefully you guys see this. Okay, number three, this is a big one. Muscle soreness and pain. So many people today are telling me, my neck hurts, my back hurts, my joints hurts, my knee hurts, my this hurts, my that hurts. I've even had people come in saying I've been diagnosed with fibromyalgia or chronic pain disorders, etc., where everything hurts, my whole body hurts. And the crazy thing is, thyroid functionality, when it's in its low state, will make you ache and hurt. It just does. Medical literature shows how chronic fatigue, even hypothyroidism, connected to fibromyalgia, relates to pain in the following joints. Listen to this: ankles, legs, wrist, back, neck, and shoulders. And almost all of these people, when they balanced their thyroid hormones, had their pain disappear. So chronic pain can be an indication your thyroid's off balance, even if your doctor says, no, it's not. Because again, they're looking in the wrong places. Ladies, here's a big one. Okay, your menstrual cycle is very heavily regulated by your thyroid hormone. If you've gone into a state of having heavier periods, then it's usually because your thyroid's off balance. If you're having a longer duration between them, so for example, instead of the normal cycle times for you, 28, 29, 30 days, whatever it is for you, if you're going like, huh, this is supposed to be last week and it's not, that is because of this hibernation state that creates in your body when your thyroid levels are low. Think about it like this. A hibernation state would be like, you're not going to have a child. You're not going to cycle. You're not going to produce an environment available for new birth. So in a hibernation state, the infertility starts to go up because you don't want to be pregnant when you're in hibernation. So your body thinks it's in hibernation because the hormones are off balance. What happens is prolactin, which is also a pituitary hormone, is usually elevated in people that have low thyroid functionality because the thyroid, the pituitary is trying to make that thyroid, make more. So the TSH levels start to go up. But very rarely do you see physicians look at prolactin levels and thyroid levels. And often we find if they're out of balance, you get the thyroid levels balanced and then the cycles start to return to normal. You can also have a huge play with infertility. So again, these are common symptoms that people deal with, but yet they're being told it's something else. Oh, you're infertile because you've got bad eggs or you've got bad genes or you've got bad this or bad that. That could be a thyroid issue. Same thing, right? The chronic fatigue, the pain, the tiredness, the weight gain. We're being told it's something else, but yet it could be your thyroid. Watch this one, guys. Flaky skin, dandruff, dry skin, and even hair loss. You should think thyroid. Number one, thyroid hormones help you to produce the natural oils on your skin. It's called sebum. Comes from the glands in your skin that keep your skin hydrated. So if your thyroid levels are low, you can't produce this natural oil, so your skin gets dry, gets flaky, it gets cold. In your hair, there are follicles that make your hair grow. When you have a hypothyroidism, what happens is those follicles aren't stimulated, and the majority of people with a thyroid issue have autoimmune thyroid disease, which means they're actually attacking the hair follicles themselves. So the follicles die and the hair falls out. Here's the amazing thing. When you get your thyroid balanced and you stop medicating the symptoms and you start going after the root causes, hair can come back. The vitality can come back. Your energy can come back. Again, I talked about this one's very controversial, but almost all cholesterol elevations have something to do with an imbalanced thyroid. The thyroid hormone regulates cholesterol productivity. And listen to this, there's a receptor for cholesterol so that when the cholesterol lands on the receptor, the cell sends a signal to the brain saying, hey, there's cholesterol, I see it. Low thyroid functionality blocks the thyroid receptor. So what happens is, it blocks the cholesterol receptor. So the cholesterol never lands and the cells don't get the signal. So the body just keeps secreting cholesterol. There are even studies done where they show if you balance your thyroid, and you make it functionally strong, LDL levels start to go down. And listen to this, thyroid is also responsible for the production of bile. That's what's in your gallbladder. It's what helps you to digest fats. And bile is how we excrete cholesterol naturally. So if I have a healthy bile response in my liver, I'm going to secrete the excess cholesterol into my stools. It goes into the toilet, out it goes. My LDL levels can come down. Most people with hypothyroidism have a very sluggish bile system. So they complain of constipation, diarrhea, difficulty digesting fats. All of this is because, again, the hormone is out of balance and the bile doesn't work. Then we have the concentration issues, brain fog, forgetfulness, mental fatigue. All of these are symptoms of a low thyroid. Now watch, thyroid hormones help you to secrete dopamine, reward hormone. I feel happy, I'm healthy. Acetylcholine, serotonin, makes me feel good, makes me excited. And when we have low levels of that, it's depression and anxiety and forgetfulness and brain fatigue. So balancing your thyroid functionally can help with these major symptoms. So again, if you're somebody who's got memory concentration issues, brain fog, mental fatigue, high cholesterol, if your hair's falling out, if you are having difficulties with your cycle, if you're chronically fatigued and tired, if you're gaining weight like crazy, if your muscles hurt and ache, wake up. It could be your thyroid. How do we know? You have to get the right test, guys. You can't just rely on a blood test looking at TSH and T4. It just can't be done. Download my Thyroid Heal Thyself ebook. Everything you need for unlocking thyroid health is in the ebook. You'll get free access to the masterclass I'm hosting on the 14th of September of October. And I'm going to teach you how to solve your thyroid issues. And again, I know what you're thinking. I don't have a thyroid problem, doc. My doc. No, you can't say it anymore. If you have these symptoms, you've got a functional issue with your thyroid issue, with your thyroid. Either there's an imbalance in conversion, there's an autoimmunity, there's a challenge with the reverse hormones, you're in this hibernation state, you're not burning fat, you're not producing energy, you're not lowering your cholesterol naturally, and you can do that when we start to pay attention to function. Take a moment right now as the commercials are coming up. Thyroid, text that word, your name and your email to 704-906-2094. When we come back, the top supplements that you can add to your daily routine to boost thyroid function and make these symptoms go away. Hey, it's the Ask Dr. Earn Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Good afternoon. Happy Saturday. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, you're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. My name is Dr. Aaron Ernst, and it's the show where pounds are shed, disease is dead, and where you can be set free from your health problems. We have a very hot topic today. The top seven symptoms that you may have in your health that you guys are going, please, for the love of God, if I could just lose weight. If I could just make this tiredness go away, this chronic fatigue that I deal with, the 2 to 4 p.m., bleh, that slump, right? The muscle soreness, the pains, the aches. How about the fact that for the ladies who are listening, cycles being off balance, hormones being off whack, you know, like infertility, menstrual challenges, it's a big deal. A lot of people deal with this. What about hair loss and dry skin, flaky skin, dandruff, etc.? Did you know that all of these, including high cholesterol and poor memory, concentration, focus, and brain fog, are all the classic signs that something's going on with your thyroid? Yet, so many of us have gone to our doctors, had our annual physicals, and if you zoom in on the thyroid tests, they say normal and normal. And I don't want you to think that that means that these symptoms are not coming from a thyroid condition, even if you have not been diagnosed. Why is that? Well, we talked about it for the last 2 weeks. The conventional tests, TSH and T4, the blood exams your physician uses to measure your thyroid functionality, is like the tip of the iceberg, guys. There's over 10 different functional tests that can tell us, is your thyroid actually working the way that it should? And we're looking downstream, not upstream. Let me give an example of that. Your hypothalamic process. So in your brain, you have a hormone that releases, that goes to the pituitary and says, hey, make thyroid stimulation hormone. Okay, so the hypothalamus secretes this thyroid releasing hormone, which is very rarely, if ever, tested. And then it says to the pituitary gland, make thyroid stimulation hormone, TSH. So we do test this, and there's one of your conventional tests, but it's above your thyroid. Then number two, we go to the thyroid itself and we say, hey, thyroid, are you making thyroid hormone? It's called T4. So we're looking to see, does the thyroid make hormones? So if you have normal TSH and normal T4, your doctor's going to say your thyroid's working fine. But yet there's like 8 different things that have to happen downstream from that T4 for it to work properly. It has to be converted into the active hormone. It can't be converted into an inactive hormone. You have to carry this with a protein to actually move it into the liver. The liver has to convert it. It has to land on the receptor. In the receptor, there has to be communication between the receptor and your mitochondria to make energy and burn fat and feel great. There can be heavy metal toxins. There can be autoimmune antibodies. Do you guys see? There's a lot of stuff that can happen to a thyroid, even if the T4 and the TSH are normal. So how would we know if this is happening to us since our tests are not accurate? Number one, we go off symptoms, guys. I hate to say this, but back in like the 40s and 50s, if you went to a doctor and you said, I'm tired, I'm not losing weight, my joints hurt, my brain's foggy, my hair's falling out, my cholesterol's elevating, I'm having a hard time focusing, they would go, you need to have some thyroid stimulation. We need to support your thyroid. But today, because we're so technologically advanced, we go straight to the labs and we go, well, it sounds like a thyroid, but it doesn't look like a thyroid. You must be making this up. Or don't worry, we have all these other medications that you can take for all of your symptoms. Do you notice it? So let's go old school on you. If you're gaining weight despite doing everything right, thyroid. If you're chronically fatigued and tired, especially between 2 and 4 o'clock in the afternoon, thyroid. If you're a female and you're having menstrual issues, too long, not long enough, off balance, too heavy, too light, thyroid. If you've got muscle soreness, aches, and pains, specifically in your ankles, legs, wrist, back, neck, arms, and shoulders, thyroid. Especially if those areas are also cold quite often, thyroid. If your skin is dry, flaky, itchy, etc., and you constantly have to moisturize, thyroid. If your hair is falling out on your head and your eyebrows, I want you to think thyroid. I know we talked about this at the top of the hour, but if your cholesterol is off balance, you've got high LDLs and your doctor's screaming at you saying you need a statin, you're going to have a heart attack, all this stuff, I want you to think thyroid might be causing that. It is important to make sure your cholesterol levels are of good ratio and good balance. So I'm not saying that you just ignore the cholesterol levels and we go straight to a thyroid. I'm saying if you want to fix your cholesterol levels, stop focusing on just the cholesterol. Go to the thyroid, make sure it's functionally working. If it's not, that's why the cholesterols are off balance. Because your thyroid hormone helps you with bile production, which gets rid of cholesterol. It makes sure the receptors of cholesterol on your cells are working. So your brain says, ah, we're using the cholesterol. Hey, liver, stop making it. There was a study done in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism that showed if you have an elevated TSH and there was no reduction in T4, that caused elevated cholesterol. Did you hear it? So TSH is high. T4 is normal. Your doctor will say, it looks like a thyroid, but you're making the hormone properly, so let's just watch and see what happens. You don't necessarily need a medication yet. Yet the LDL cholesterol start climbing. Now they check that and they go, oh, you don't need a statin. All right, you don't need a thyroid medication. You need a statin. You need to take cholesterol meds. Do you guys see this? thyroid regulates your metabolism. It regulates your body. We talked about this at the top of the hour. If your thyroid is functionally low, your body is going to think it's in hibernation mode. So it starts producing fats and storing fats and elevating its cholesterols and triglycerides and fats because it's trying to bulk up for the winter, the long haul. If you're having problems with your concentration, and it's not just like, you know, can I remember things? It's the actual nature of how your brain works. If you're depressed or if you're anxious, if you're sort of, you know, mentally fatigued and foggy, etc., all of this has to do with your thyroid. So those right there, guys, are the top seven symptoms. And I know what you might be thinking, like, God, you're describing me to the T, Dr. Ernst. What do I do? Okay, number one, download my Thyroid Heal Thyself ebook. It has all the information you need to know how to get the right tests to find the functional cause of your thyroid issues. The ebook is free. Just simply text the word thyroid with your name and email to 704-906-2094. And I'm going to host a masterclass in about 2 weeks or so from today, October 14th. It's a Saturday. It's 10 a.m. in the morning. And I'm going to take you hand in hand and go, okay, here's the tests you need. Here's what they mean. Here's how to read them. Here's what you do when the results come back. Here's how to fix this. Here are the underlying causes. And if you need some help, we have options and ways to connect with you to get you the tests in your hands so you can solve this. Because ultimately, solving your health is about becoming your own doctor. It's the reason we do this show, right? You ask the questions, we answer them with functional and holistic means so you can take the responsibility back upon yourselves. Because let's look at it this way. Most people are not getting the right thyroid tests. So what happens is they're never told it's their thyroid when it actually is. And they have all these symptoms. And even those of you who are like, what are you talking about? I was told it's my thyroid and I take the medications and now my numbers look good, but you just keep describing me. I can't lose weight. My brain's still foggy. My cholesterol's off balance. My joints still hurt. My hair's still falling out because you can't fix a thyroid by making the labs look good. Notice it. Labs are good, still have the symptoms. Labs are bad, fixed it with meds, now it's good, still the symptoms. This is unconnected to the real root cause. So what are some of these underlying root causes? Today, I'm going to talk to you about the nutritional causes. Next week, I'm going to talk to you about the structural and functional causes. So make sure you pay attention. We're in the series on how to fix a thyroid. Number one, top supportive nutrients. Okay, you need to understand, a lot of issues today are nutrient deficiencies, not prescriptive deficiencies. It's not like you woke up one day and your body was like, goodness, I'm super low in levothyroxine, and I'm going to make this person aware of it by having them go to a doctor and getting a test done and then giving a prescription for it. Okay, there's no such thing as deficiencies in prescriptive medications. They're man-made chemicals, etc. So the symptoms come from the fact your body can't make the hormone in and of itself. So what if it's because you're deficient in the precursors, the bits and pieces, the materials? Let me use an analogy. If I buy a box of Legos and it's supposed to create a race car, and I get to step number 15, and I'm missing the piece, the windshield, for example, it wasn't produced. My box is deficient in that piece. Therefore, I can't continue to build it. Or if I do, it's windshieldless and it's not going to work the way that it should. Hopefully you get the analogy. All the Lego pieces are required to build the final end product. So what are the pieces needed for normal thyroid production and the conversion and the hormone receptors and the activation? What a great question. I'm so glad you asked. Okay, number one, you probably know this already, but iodine is absolutely essential. Okay, if you're not aware of it, the number that's connected to the thyroid hormone, T4, is the number of iodine molecules. If you have 4 iodine molecules, you have T4. If you have 3 iodine molecules, you have T3. And if there's 2, it's 2, and 1, it's 1. Okay, so what happens is there is a protein, and then there's an enzyme that attaches iodine to the protein, and after 4 attachments, there's thyroid hormone, and it can come out and go into your blood and be converted into active thyroid hormone. So if your iodine levels are low, you're going to have a very hard time making the hormone in the first place. Could the reason your doctor is saying to you that you're not producing enough thyroid hormone simply be you're not absorbing iodine or you don't have enough in your diet? Yes. Okay, before you jump straight to iodinized salt, which is extremely toxic, know that iodine is found in sea products, seaweeds, kelps and sea salts and things to this effect, marine vegetables, if you will, right? So the bulk of them are going to come from how much seaweed do you eat? There's even salts that are mixed with sea salts and ground pieces of seaweed to have a kelp salt so you get the iodine in a good way, not in a bad way like the iodinized salts. Okay, selenium. It is an essential nutrient needed for you to convert your thyroid hormone into its active form. Okay, so remember how the thyroid makes a hormone that has four iodines attached, T4? Well, that has to go into your liver, and in your liver, it has to yank one of those iodines off to become T3. There's an enzyme called deiodinase. It means to take off iodine, remove iodinase, iodine, as an enzyme. It's a fancy phrase to just say, get rid of the iodine. So the enzyme is turned on by selenium. So if you don't have enough selenium levels in your body, you don't convert appropriately the inactive thyroid hormone to the active. And that could explain why you have problems with your thyroid. Selenium deficiency is almost always linked also to the autoimmune disease because selenium prevents the production of antibodies. So if you have Hashimoto's thyroid or you're taking medications and you've been told you have an autoimmune thyroid, it could just be you're deficient in selenium, not the medication. The best source of selenium, Brazil nuts. Listen to this, 2 Brazil nuts. That's it, like 2 little tiny guys. All the selenium you need for the day. Other sources include sardines, turkey, chicken, eggs. You can also supplement with it if you need. But again, I'm a big fan of testing, okay? I test selenium levels in all of our patients, and guess what? The majority are deficient. Okay, the third one, really important, zinc. It's a trace mineral that is absolutely required for you to make the hormone in the first place. Listen to this. A clinical study was done on one individual female. Okay, it's like a case study. She had severe hypothyroidism. Symptoms included dry, scaly skin, like we talked about earlier. Hair loss, talked about it earlier. Weakness in muscle strength and function. Talked about that earlier. Lack of appetite. She was very depressed and didn't want to eat and had even depression. Now watch. She began to supplement only with zinc. And for 1 month, ready? Skin lesions completely healed. Depression went away. 4 months later, full head of hair back. Guys, that's powerful. Zinc. Now, was she deficient in it? Yes. If you're deficient and you supplement, your body says, hey, I have the building blocks. I have what I need. Back to the analogy of the Lego-built race car. I have the windshield now. I can click it in. I can put the roof on, everything else. But without the windshield, I can't continue to make the product. So zinc can hold you back. Did you know that fat-soluble vitamins are vitally important in thyroid functionality? So much so that this vitamin, I think you know where I'm going with this, when deficient means you can't even activate your thyroid in the first place. Vitamin D is a fat-soluble vitamin. If your vitamin D is low, your risk of hypothyroidism is extremely high. The studies show it. Vitamin A, fat soluble, watch this. It is involved in the secretion of the hormone itself. So once the thyroid is making the hormone, it has to get out of the thyroid and into the blood. Vitamin A helps with the shuttling, and vitamin A helps with the conversion into the active thyroid hormone. So if your vitamin A levels are low, if your vitamin D levels are low, you cannot convert the hormone and get it into your body. Vitamin E is also fat soluble. And listen to this, you're gonna love this, okay? There are studies showing that if you treat yourself with vitamin E, you can get the same effect on your thyroid levels as if you were taking a medication. And most people have never had their fat soluble vitamins tested. Think about it, okay? Has your doctor ever said, hey, we're gonna run a vitamin A, a vitamin E, a vitamin K2? You're lucky if they do D3, you're lucky. Okay, so if you can check your fat-soluble vitamins, if they're low and you fill them back up, thyroid function can come back. Vitamin A is found in anything that's orangish. So carrots and sweet potatoes and squash, very easy to remember, A, orange, okay? Vitamin D is found in the fatty fish and, you know, sardines and anchovies and egg yolks and mushrooms. Mushrooms are super high in vitamin D. Vitamin E is found in almonds and leafy green vegetables, mustard greens, kale, spinach, avocados, and olives. K2 is a fat-soluble vitamin, but it's not so much that it regulates thyroid function as it helps to move the fat-soluble vitamins into you. So K2 helps with the absorption of your fat-soluble vitamins. And guess what? You find K2 in almost all the places you find the fat-soluble vitamins. So grass-fed beef, eggs, chicken, avocados, olives, nuts and seeds, etc. Okay, iron, vitally important. Okay, what we know about iron is that it prevents the conversion of your thyroid hormone into that hibernation hormone. Okay, it's actually called reverse T3. If your reverse T3 levels are high, you're in hibernation mode. You're storing fat, you're fatigued, you're tired, you're achy, you're forgetful, all of the above, and it's not a test that's done classically with your physician's blood test. So again, if reverse T3 levels are high, we talked about this last week, Wilson syndrome, as they call it, that could explain why symptoms are there. And iron prevents the reverse T3 from elevating. We also have tyrosine, which is a hugely important amino acid because tyrosine is the backbone of your thyroid hormone. Okay, so think it again. We talked before. There's a protein called globulin. There's an enzyme that attaches iodine. It's called peroxidase. And if you have 4 iodines on the protein, you have thyroid hormone. So if your thyroid globulin protein isn't there, then there's nothing for iodine to attach to. And that's what tyrosine does, guys. Tyrosine is the structural foundation of the hormone itself. So low tyrosine could explain why your thyroid's not working properly. Foods high in tyrosine. Any free-range turkey, chicken, poultry, you know, duck, etc., almonds, avocado, pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds. It's going to help to elevate your tyrosine levels. We also have this concept, ready for this, that you can balance your thyroid simply by upping your omega-3 fatty acids. It's an anti-inflammatory process. If we reduce inflammation specifically in the digestive system, it helps with absorbing nutrients. There are studies showing that reduced levels of omega-3 fats, that's what you find in fish and your fish oils, etc., reduces the secretion of the thyroid hormone from the thyroid itself and blocks the ability for the thyroid hormone to work in your brain. This is why there's brain fog and forgetfulness and anxiety and depression, okay? So if we supplement properly your body, and instead of taking the medication as a supplement, I mean, you might need to, okay? I'm not saying stop your meds, okay? This show is educational, informational, hopefully getting you to go, I need some help. I need to reach out to somebody. You can connect with us if you need help. But look, just understand the concept. If I'm taking a medication, then it's like I'm deficient in the med. My T4 levels are low, so I take T4. But why? What if it's just because of all these deficiencies of nutrients? What if it's because you're not converting it properly? Again, today's topic, the top 7 symptoms that you would say, maybe it's my thyroid, and the top nutrient deficiencies that cause it in the first place. Look, all of these are listed for you. All the nutrients, the supplements, the enzymes, everything you need in my Thyroid Heal Thyself ebook. I've even got a breakdown of the top foods that give you thyroid health, right? The top 7 foods that help your thyroid and the ones that destroy it. We got everything for you, okay? The diet's in here, the nutrients are in here, the tests you need to ask your doctor for are in here. And if you need some help, we can connect with you. We can show you how to do it. Text the word thyroid with your name and email to 704-906-2094. Guys, like I've got maybe 2 minutes left on my show today. 704-906-2094. The ebook is yours free. And the best part, I'm hosting a masterclass. I'd like to invite you to join me. And I think it's about 2 weeks, okay? October 14th, live in the comfort of your home, on your computer, I will walk you through how to fix this thing called thyroid. No matter if you're tested for it or not, if you're taking the medication, oh my gosh, Synthroid, Levothyroxine, Armathroid, Thyroid, you've got to be on this event. If you know someone taking it, you need to share this, send this ebook to them. Text right now, y'all get it to you and you can get it to them. How do we do it again? Text the word thyroid with your name and email to 704-906-2094. Okay, I see the text coming in. Don't forget name and email so we know who to address it to and how to send it to you, and then it'll be yours. Okay, so hopefully you found today to be informative, right? The top 7 symptoms of it is your thyroid, even if your doctor says it's not. Unexplained weight gain, chronic fatigue and tiredness, muscle soreness, aches and pains, menstrual issues for the ladies, dry skin, flaky skin, brittle skin, hairs falling out, high cholesterol levels, brain fog, memory concentration, anxiety issues. Again, all of these, you're not losing your mind. It's just your thyroid isn't working properly and your doctors probably said it is because they're running the wrong tests. All the tests for your thyroid, guys, all of them are described in the free ebook, and how you can solve it comes up in the masterclass that we're hosting in a couple weeks. Take a moment right now, 704-906-2094. Text your name, the word thyroid, and your email, and it's yours for free. Thanks so much for tuning in. Again, next week, we finalize our series as we go into the functional causes. And I'm going to walk you through, again, how to get access to this masterclass, because that's where the secrets are. I'll see you guys next week. Until then.